All right. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to show number 56 already of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcasting. Today is April 16th, 2022, and I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be on with you guys. It's an honor and a privilege, especially with guests like I've got today, to share with you guys. You know, once again, Casey Whalen is in our corner, North Idaho Exposed YouTube channel. And he's helped me get really wonderful guests. And today I have a gentleman, a true statesman, as opposed to a politician. Difference being, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, a statesman is a political leader regarded as a disinterested promoter of the public good. Okay, that's a statesman. A politician, also a noun, one who deceives or outmaneuvers others for personal gain. How about that? I would also add, for personal gain and the gain of their corporate masters for which they are sock puppets. So as opposed to a politician, our guest today is a statesman of the first order. He has a track record of doing wonderful things. I'll let him tell you about it, but his name is Ron Korn, like corn on the cob, but with a K. Ron is a guy who came across my radar in a video, may have been one of Casey's, where they rolled out a welcome wagon for an impending visit from BLM and Antifa here in Sandpoint. And he just was very well spoken. He's a man of action. And since then, I've come to learn he rallied to save the Independence Day, 4th of July celebrations that were threatened to be backburnered because of, air quotes here, COVID-19, you know, that whole thing, the pandemic that isn't, wasn't, and never will be. So he's done wonderful things, you know, only part of which I'm aware of. So I'm happy to have him on with us today. And I believe he is in the green room standing by. Ron, are you with us today?
I am, Stuart. Thank you.
Oh, you bet, man. Welcome aboard. We've got about a 15-minute segment here. If you could start out by just introducing yourself. We've got a really very high-minded audience here, and I think they'll really like your message. So please introduce yourself and let us know a little bit about Ron Korn, please.
Well, my name's Ron Korn. I'm 57 years old, and bottom line is I'm just tired of big government and government dictating what we do. I've got years, over two decades of community service as a volunteer in the community that I live in, including search and rescue, including the militia, including saving the 4th of July back in 2020 when the China virus came and shut it down. That was just kind of my line in the sand there, that no one's going to take away our Independence Day.
Yeah.
With about 30 years of background and being self-employed, I'm just a man that stands on his own two feet and can't be bought.
Nice. Well, all evidence supports that statement, and I really like what you included in the flyer there about the difference between a statesman and a politician. According to the dictionary, that really sums it up. And what we're seeing, I think, is the need, and let me know your thoughts, for a great incumbent purge of 2022. These guys that have been in there, for the most part, there's been a few, you know, wonderful people in there, Heather Scott and whatnot, but we just need to get rid of them. They've shown us that they're clearly not on our side.
No, that's one of our main problems. One of our main problems, Stuart, is the fact that people just aren't getting involved in their local government and their state government and the federal government. A lot of people just are disinterested in the whole process, and the last election didn't help. It being stolen the way it was, I think there's going to be voters out there this year that aren't going to vote. And unfortunately, all that does is empowers the other side, because they're turning out in a 110% voting. So it really hurts the conservative movement when those people don't get out there and do their due diligence. It's one of the greatest honors we have as American citizens is the right to vote and actually get the representatives that we want to represent us.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you bring up a great point, the stolen election. And I certainly I have my issues with Trump. I don't like the way that he circled the wagons, in a de facto manner around the banks and the injection, campaign, Operation Warp Speed and all that. But that being said, he clearly did some really great things for trade, opening up the possibility for getting some, industrial strength back in the country and some, we at one point, as had a pretty flourishing situation of manufacturing and distribution and more of a genuine, freedom to have commerce with our neighbors in other states and whatnot. And that's just been, the agenda, the global agenda has, moved everything to other countries, Vietnam, China, Cambodia, Central America. So he made some great move in that direction. But, I don't think he was really at the end of the day completely on our side. It seems to me to a degree he was a bit of a Patriot stand down operation. Maybe unknowingly they had him on a bit of a leash. But in any event, the election was clearly stolen. I mean, nobody would believe that. Getting people, it woken up. I think that was a slap in the face, some cold water on a lot of people, and a lot of people will have the effect that you mentioned of, kind of saying, well, what are you going to do? You go to vote and it doesn't matter because they steal the elections. But if we can maybe rally people that were at least jarred into some awakeness, I hate to use the word woke, but, kind of like they're sitting up and looking at what's going on in politics with fresh eyes and get them to see that there are some people trying to do what we want to do is get some actual representation in there. I think we can maybe harness that and turn it into a good thing. What do you say?
Well, I hope so. On the Trump issue, love him or hate him, he was one of the best things for our country that we've seen for decades. I am sick and tired of these politicians every 4 years coming around and telling us what they're going to do. They're always going to lower our taxes, and they're always going to do this and that for us. And they get elected, and they don't do diddly squat. 4 years later, they're running on the same campaign issues as they did the previous time,
right?
With nothing accomplished. So, like I say, love him or hate him, that man actually followed through on his word, which is all that we really are worth, is our word. He actually followed through with his hands tied, thrown overboard of the ship, and he was still getting stuff done. So I don't think there's ever going to be anyone that we 100% align with. I did not agree with him doing away with the bump stocks for the AR-15 rifles. I didn't agree with, a few things that he did. But I got to give that guy credit for doing what he said he was going to do when he was campaigning.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
That being said, as far as getting back to the stolen elections and all, I've talked to many people. I've been out shaking hands and campaigning for my own campaign here locally. And what we have to realize as a people today is we may not be able to change what's going on in our country right now. It's huge. It's out of control. The one thing that we can change and the one thing that we do still control is our local elections. I had a very wise man tell me 20 years ago when I thought I could change the world. He's like, Ron, you can't change the world. But what you can do is control your own AO, your own area of operation. And at the time, I disagreed with him. You're young and dumb and think that you actually can do something. But I got to agree with him now. The only thing that we can really change and make a difference in is our own local communities.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of wisdom to that. And Heather Scott talks about that, getting involved and, being aware and concerned about the larger picture, whether it's global or what's going on in the district of criminality, the D.C., but we really don't have the ability to move move that in the right direction the way we do in our state, in our county, in our neighborhood. So absolutely, I completely am on the same page with you there, which is what impresses me so much about what you've done. You know, you've gotten out there. You were involved in helping the Independence Day celebration to go on, and I understand it was the largest fireworks display, and you know, people came together, neighborhoods, and you know, everybody kind of got together for that. And then, you know, rallying in defense of our town here with the BLM and Antifa, and our mayor Soy Boy, you know, wanted right. You know, right? So those guys, I mean, that was a credible threat. I mean, I saw what they did, those, you know, ass clowns in Seattle and, you know, and in Oregon. And they were, you know, looking to, we had, I guess, credible intel that they were coming here. And I think it was just wonderful that people rallied both in Coeur d'Alene and here. And that's where I first saw you, was talking about that. And you know, you made right. It clear that everybody is welcome to express their First Amendment rights, and that we have the right also to exercise overwatch to make sure that that is done in accordance with principles as outlined in the Constitution, and it doesn't become a mostly peaceful protest with stuff burning down, right?
Right. That's not a protest anymore. It's a riot. And right. They're getting away with it in these liberal cities, because the liberal cities are being run by these liberal mayors that are telling their police departments to stand down as they're sitting there breaking windows and lighting cars on fire right in front of the police department. It's very sad to see this going on in our country. And when you talk about credible threats, we got to remember, I was sitting in the living room with my wife that weekend before we heard that they were coming to North Idaho, and they were in Spokane, Washington. So they were just across the border from Coeur d'Alene, 15-20 minute drive, literally. And we were watching them on the news. The police department had their riot gear on and their line made up, standing there watching them as they're breaking windows and rioting and looting. They were shooting some rubber bullets at them and beanbags every now and then, but I didn't see any arrests going on. And that's when we heard that they were going to head over to North Idaho the next day, into Coeur d'Alene, and the Patriots rallied thanks to social media, and there was probably over 1,000 Patriots down there, all standing together but alone at the same time, independently, and watching that and being a part of that, I can't even describe the feeling I had. It was just camaraderie and brotherhood. We were Americans again, you know, standing up against evil and bad. And there was not one window broken in Coeur d'Alene that night. There wasn't anything stolen, nothing burned. And you got to ask yourself, why was that?
Yeah, I mean, the footage of that event on Casey Whalen's website or a YouTube channel, North Idaho Exposed, and elsewhere, just warmed my heart to see neighbors coming together and looking out for each other. You know, the same way that they've done, you know, around the country, you know, to a lesser degree perhaps in Ferguson, and you know, people rallied to protect stores from the knuckleheads that were, you know, hell-bent on destruction, and a lot of them being agent provocateurs, as you know. And it just was great to see. And now maybe we've got a break coming up here in about 8 minutes, but I would love to talk about your understanding of the degree to which the agenda, the leftist, communist, put whatever label you want on it, agenda, is, you know, really hijacking a lot of maybe otherwise decent people in the left. A lot of them, I think, are useful idiots. They don't really understand the agenda they're fronting for. And what, you know, when you get into office, what, you know, what things will you do differently, or what would you recommend to people in positions of oversight in these areas to thwart that, to counter this leftist nonsense, you know, masquerading as freedom and equality?
Right. I understand. A lot of the Democrats, there's still a ton of old school Democrats around. John F. K., you know, John F. Kennedy Democrats. John F. Kennedy was a great president. If you remember back in the early 60s, he was trying to get us back on the gold standard, for one. Probably one of the things that got him killed, I'm going to assume. But now their party has been hijacked. You've got socialists, you've got communists, you got Marxists, you got all kinds of labels you can put on it that have infiltrated the Democratic Party. And I know of a few Democrats now that are now leaving their party because they don't want any part of this. And the best thing that we can do, I think, Stuart, is to shine a light on it. You know, our pastor talks about it quite often in church, and you shine a light on evil. And that's what we need to do as a whole, not just our elected officials, but we the people. When you see evil, shine a light on it. Let's expose it.
Yeah, amen. You know, one of the things around here in my neck of the woods here in Sandpoint is these Love Lives Here yard signs. And, you know, who doesn't want love to live where they're at? I mean, love is a good thing, right? But this is a marketing campaign for Satan, basically. This is, they've got people believing that, you put a Love Lives Here sign with a heart over North Texas North Idaho on the map, there on the yard sign, and it the connotation is something wonderful. But that's something that these cretins like to do. They invert things, and it's actually, the more I've looked into it, I don't pretend to have a perfect understanding of it, but it is a communist, leftist, Marxist agenda, using, you know, leverage and marketing campaign of inclusion and, you know, love and kindness and tolerance, to get all this bad stuff in under the guise of something good. And yeah, shining the light on that is really great. And I see Casey doing wonderful things in that area, because once people see the money trail that leads back through, you know, evil entities like the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these, you know, George Soros connected, bad operators, it gets hard for them to be in denial about it. And I think a lot of them are taking a second look on what team they're on.
Right. I think you're right there. Well, the Democrats have been doing this for decades now, and probably even longer. They're trying to put a lipstick on the pig, but trying to make it look like it's not a pig, but it is still a pig. I'll guarantee you that if I'm wearing a white T-shirt with an American flag on a pocket print, and I walk up to one of these houses with a Love Lives Here sign on it and ask them for a peanut butter sandwich or ask them to use the phone or whatever, I'm going to get a door slammed in my face because they don't support the flag. And that's another issue that I have real problems with. You know, I preach unity. I want to see us unite again. You think back 20 years ago when 9/11 happened, and we can all remember those days, and there wasn't a car driving around anywhere without an American flag on it, right?
Yeah.
9/11, 2001.
Here
we are 21 years later, and their American flag now is disgraceful to so many people. They burn it, they spit on it, they stomp on it. It's just sad to see within two decades how things have changed. And part of that is because some of our past presidents, I got to say, they've divided us as a nation, they have divided us as a people, and all we do now is fight with each other, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've orchestrated that through the media. The divide and conquer, as you know, is one of the main tools of weaponry that they've used, whether it's COINTELPRO, dividing and, splitting up different populations that were a threat to the powers that be in the 60s and 70s, you know, to defuse that movement for peace and anti-war. And then now, you know, they're turning everybody against everybody else, the blacks against the whites, the men against the women, the Hispanics. Yep. Again, I mean, it's just, they're masterful at doing that, and they have pretty much complete control of corporate media. So yeah, I mean, people, I think, are starting to at least wake up to, a lot of people, not everyone, of course, or a good amount of people are starting to see, you know, the orchestrated, con artistry and go, hey, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be hating on them. Maybe they shouldn't be hating on us. And what you're saying is exactly the solution, is rallying behind things that we have in common. You know, the principles of, you know, being good neighbors to each other, looking out for each other when there's a fire or when there's natural disasters, or all the things that you've been involved with that we can talk about on the other side of this break coming up. Hang on, Ron. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. White Rose Resistance Hour with Ron Korn and Stuart Howe on RBN.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got a short segment here. We're going for about 5 minutes, then we'll come back in for a nice long 20-minute segment. But, Ron, yeah, good stuff, man. In the short segment here, maybe we can get into a little bit, you know, the hard and fast dates that we've got coming up, things that people can do, either their equivalent of in their area, because I have listeners all over the country, and I've had international call-ins. It's been really flattering. But here in Sandpoint, Idaho, and in Bonner County, we've got registration to vote by the 22nd of this month. The election is next month on the 17th. And I believe coming up next Tuesday, you've got a little gathering, a fundraiser at City Beach on the 19th. Is that the case?
That's true. A lot of people don't realize what Tuesday is. April 19th is Patriots Day. That's when the Revolutionary War actually kicked off. So we're having a little picnic and a little party and a little meet and greet getting together down to City Beach to celebrate Patriots Day.
Nice. Well, it's a beautiful little beach. I have a day job right there at Trinity overlooking that end of the lake there, and it's a beautiful spot. So I hope everybody can come out and meet you and have a hot dog or a, a burger, and it should be a nice day. It's an exciting time to be alive, and I'm so glad, to be around with the likes of you and some of the other folks that are active in this all over the country and the world. It's really kind of a blessing, you know?
It is. And I tell my kids multiple times, I've got three kids in early 20s and a teenager, that they really need to pay attention right now because they're living history. They're going to see some things come down the road in the next 10, 20, 30 years. And they're going to be able to look back at these days that we're living in right now. And they're going to be able to tell their kids, I remember when this happened. So it is an interesting times. We are living history. I think that things are going to take a turn here. I hope it takes a turn for the better. And we need to take our country back. Our country's gone. We're no longer free anymore, Stuart.
Yeah, that is true. It really is. And they've done a masterful job of keeping just enough, air quotes here, freedom, and just enough, the open-air slave camp here that the country's become has a lot of people thinking that they're free. And they're not really motivated to take a stand. And let's unpack that a little bit on the other side of the next break. But, they've got a lot of people lulled into this collective psychosis, basically, with the
right.
Media, and they're we're really living in it, like as you pointed out, a different time, and it's not a time that we can be complacent and keep a good world around us for ourselves and our family and our children. And I hear from some of these people that try to dismiss this. Oh, there's always been this stuff, has always come up. And it's like, no, really, actually, this is a new level. This is a global Fourth Reich, for lack of a better way to put it. And this is for all the marbles. This is their end game. If we lose this, we go into another dark ages, and God only knows what it'll take to come out of that.
Yep. Like you said, it's not just our country, it's the world. And if anybody's not paying attention the last 2 years with the China virus, they'll show us what's going on. You got your head buried in the sand.
Yeah, great point. And I think a lot of people are going to great lengths to keep their heads buried in the sand. So many people are just plugged into their cell phones or getting led around by the nose like a cattle or sheep,
exactly.
To look at the. Yeah, I mean, their faces in their smartphone, and they're looking at only what they're being told to look at. They've got opinions based on their choice of this idiot's opinion or that talking head's opinion, but there are a lot of them, not everybody, of course. There's our listeners and our friends and neighbors are perhaps very different, but a lot of them, and the reason that we're in such a bad place is they have just succumbed to this brainwashing, and it's really exciting to see the group that isn't turn to face the music here, and you're a man of action, so when we come back from this next break, I really want to talk about the tangible things that we can, will do, and are doing to, like George Washington said, I guess the outcome of his challenge was uncertain, but he said, when asked, what do you think will happen? He says, well, duty is mine and results I leave to God.
Exactly. Great quote.
It really is. And attempts have been made, to turn and do the right thing. You pointed out a really wonderful example of that with JFK issuing money not under the Federal Reserve Bank system, but under the Treasury. And I've actually held one of those $5 bills. They were marked in a different color, and they said, instead of Federal Reserve Bank, they said United States Treasury.
There you go.
It's things like that if we can get somebody like Trump and even stronger back in, we can turn things around, starting right here in North Idaho. We'll be right back, everybody, on the other side of the break on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
These are the days, absolutely. These are the days, and we're marching forward. We're skating away on the thin ice of a new day, and we're in good company, and it's a nice place to be. Before the break, we were starting to touch on solution, and Ron, absolutely, I'm right with you there on having some accountability in government. I'd love to talk a little bit about 7 Bravo and how it's time for a solid line in the sand, and I believe really need to just make clear that we're ready, willing, and able to say no. We're not going to let you cross that line to the federal government, whether it's with mandates or what have you. We're not going to let these Antifa BLM knuckleheads cross the line, and we showed them that. You showed them that. It was a beautiful thing to see in Coeur d'Alene. So hopefully we can talk about that. We've got a nice long segment here, but refusing these mandates, and maybe all of us on every level, city, county, state, and federal, imposing what I'm going to term the Hillary factor. When Trump said in the debates, if it were up to me, lady, if I were president, you'd be in prison. Well, we need to hold these people accountable, return rule of law, and start, actually walking the talk. And I think you're the man to lead the way with that.
And I got to think, again, it's going to have to start at the small county and city level. You're so right. So many people, including myself, are so disappointed with government these days because we're not seeing any action. We know Hillary's guilty. We know there's tons of people out there that are guilty, and they're getting away with it because the left has spent a century putting in liberal judges and liberal prosecutors and liberal mayors, and they all take care of their own. I hate to keep going back to the riots and stuff, but we saw that happen with the riots. And if they were arrested, they got out because they got a get-out-of-jail-free card sitting in their pocket. Someone, Soros's funded-based people, are posting their bail, and they're out less than 24 hours later. You and I, we break the law, and we're stuck in there. So and it was kind of a funny thing. It was probably 6 or 8 months ago when I was watching Fox News, when I still watch Fox News. They were doing a segment on the number of prosecutors across our nation that were funded by their campaigns by George Soros, and they named him by name. And I was really kind of set back a little bit that they actually did that. You usually don't hear that in the mainstream media. That's what's going on. It's organized crime, basically, is what I look at it.
Yeah, it is racketeering. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Heather Scott has done a wonderful job, as has Casey Whalen and these folks, of actually identifying the money trail that leads from our state, elected officials, supposed representatives, to these League of Governors, you know, that are sponsored by Soros and Klaus Schwab and all these internationalists. And it's just amazing, once you start doing the research, to see how much of this is orchestrated at a global level and then rolled out locally for us to face, whether it's Agenda 21 stuff or all of these moves. You know, this is a simultaneous multi-theater assault against us, and they're using all these people, you know, real well funded and backed by you follow the money trail back, and you get to, as you said, these George Soros types and the Klaus Schwab types, and you start seeing these names come up again and again. You know, just like you do with larger issues, you see the Rockefellers come up and the Bushes and the Clintons, and, you know, they're all right. Part of fronting for this big agenda, which I'm sorry to say is an actual, by definition, conspiracy. Although now it really kind of isn't, because the conspiracy by definition needs to be done in secret. Well, they're openly saying, you know, we are doing this against you. We're consolidating for the greater good, and you're not going to own anything, and you're going to be happy, and you're going to be eating bugs. And it's like, no, sorry, no, we're not. You may get some people to go in that direction, right, but not us, man. You know, we have a different idea, and you're not the boss of me.
Right. So what we need to realize, Stuart, is we need to get back into our Constitution. We need to get back to our founding fathers and understand, you know, what makes this country so great. You know, we're not a democracy. I get very upset when I watch even Fox and even Newsmax. They're constantly referring to our nation as a democracy, and we're not a democracy. We're much more than that. We're a constitutional republic. But we've got to realize, and I think the reason they do that is because they want to keep us dumbed down. You say a lie enough times, and it becomes truth. And you ask someone on the street what kind of government we have, and most of the people will tell you we have a democracy. And the only thing a democracy affords us is the right to vote in our dictator. And that's exactly where we're at today, is we have a bunch of dictators, all the way from local level all the way up to our national level. They're dictating to us when it needs to be the other way around. We are their boss, and it's not vice versa. The power is in the people, but if the people are not educated in that, they don't exercise that power. And I'm seeing that more and more today. Even though there are more people waking up, but they don't have the proper education, I think their wheels are kind of spinning a little bit. Well, I know this is wrong, but I can't tell you why. I don't know what I can feel to do about it. I think if we were educated better on it, we would understand what we could do about it. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we would haul our representatives out of office and tar and feather them, you know?
Yeah, run them out of town today, on a rail, tar and feathered.
I'm just saying, you know, and if we lived in Yellowstone, they'd probably be taken down to the train station or something.
Yeah, to take care of business out behind the woodshed. Well, you know, they're pushing it right up to that line, and that's why it's so important, you know, to have operational options for if they keep pushing, you know, it's just a matter of time before, you know, we absolutely have the right as outlined in the founding documents, you know, when a long train of usurpations invariably evidence, the agenda to reduce us to absolute despotism. I'm kind of paraphrasing there. It is our right. It is our duty to throw off that government. And we are not an aggressor here. We are defending liberty against tyrants that have been, masquerading as elected officials. So you make the great point that people aren't educated about this. And that's why people like Chris Ann Hall that teach the Constitution and principles are so important. And they're making it difficult, you know, for people to search and find and see this information, but it's out there. And I haven't given up on a lot of people that are in the so-called left, and I don't really, you know, identify myself personally as a member of this camp or that camp. I'm not a fan of this Kool-Aid over that Kool-Aid, because as you pointed out, it's so important, the principles in the Constitution, that's what will unite us. Everybody wants to be, you know, free and have their children healthy and have a healthy environment and not have a coerced, you know, crime syndicate running our supply chain and the banking. And it's just time, I think, we're almost to game on. And, you know, to like, okay, it's time that we really set a hard, solid line in the sand. And when it gets crossed, address it in a manner befitting the situation. And so that's why I'm so excited to see, you know, strong people really, you know, making that clear that, like, look, no, you can't keep poking the bear because it's just not going to work out well for you or anyone. So
no, and they like to do that, too, because I think they're trying to instigate, you know, the situation so that they can take away more of our gun rights. You got to look at what they're doing with the whole Second Amendment. And you're right. You know, the Second Amendment was put in there to prevent tyranny, along with protecting our mainland against foreign invasion. It has nothing to do with hunting. It doesn't say anything about hunting in the Second Amendment. It's about tyranny. And you're right again when you're talking about it's our duty, not just our right, but it's our duty as American citizens to protect the Constitution of this country and to protect everything that this nation stands for under its flag. If we can't unite as Americans, then we're not going to unite, period. We've got to break down these boxes that the media and the past presidents have put us in. Everyone's in a box. You were saying it earlier, whether it's your political views or your nationality, race, your gender, whatever that is, everybody's in these little boxes, and now we're not working together anymore because you're in your box and I'm in my box. We need to go backwards. We need to understand that was all orchestrated for a reason. Break down those boxes, break down those barriers, and become Americans again.
Amen. And I'll tell you what, I've been experimenting with that very thing here in the last year or two up here of, you know, consciously realizing that I'm walking into a business that is a, you know, rainbow flag, love lives here operation, and, you know, people that will cringe and recoil at the sight of an American flag, and really trying to go out of my way to be, you know, a decent human being kind and respectful, letting them know that, hey, you know, look what we have in common. I'm leaving a good tip when I'm a customer. I'm being a good neighbor. I'm saying hello and putting them in the position, almost forcing them to return kindness with kindness. And it's exactly. A lot of them will respond. A lot of them will respond. And a lot of them then are forced to look at the ridiculous nature of their, you know, their blue-haired, hatred for anything that's, you know, American flag related. And don't get me wrong. There's a lot of knuckleheads that are, you know, ignorant, rednecks that parade the American flag and have no idea really about the principles and standing up for the principles. You know, they're being railroaded too by this agenda. There, a lot of them are, you know, being, divided and conquered against, good people by not being open-minded and being, you know, willing to embrace the principles before the party. And that's why I love seeing examples of, really true good people being willing to cross the line, whether it's a leftist, coming to the aid of a patriot in a situation, or vice versa, you know, doing things that transcend the labels and agendas, because that's where I think the solution lies, is getting outside of the labels.
Yep, exactly. I got to agree with that. We kind of keep going back to the same thing. We got to get back to being Americans again, and not divided by everything under the sun. Hyphenated American names, African American, Latino American. All that does is divide us even more. Real quick, I got to share something with you. So I've done a lot of gun show circuits in my life. I've sold gun parts and stuff like that. And I was doing a gun show down in Orange County, California, 25, 30 years ago. And I had this Mexican guy come up to the table, and he was kind of looking things over and acting kind of weird. And one of my good friends at the time was making T-shirts, Patriot T-shirts. And the pocket print of my shirt that I was wearing said 100% American on it. And he looked at me, and he looked at my shirt, and he kind of nodded his head at me a little bit. He goes, 100% American, huh? I said, yes. And he said, well, what does that make me? And I asked him, well, are you an American citizen? He said, yes. I said, that makes you 100% American, too. And he was dumbfounded. He was waiting for some racist comment or something. He didn't know how to react. And he just kind of walked away from the table going, whoa, I don't know how to handle this.
I can see it, walking away, scratching his head. Yeah,
what is an American? Is American a race? It's not. So we got to get over that. I don't know why we're hyphenating. The only thing I can figure out is it was just another way to divide us all. I'm Irish, I'm German, I'm Russian. So that's going to be an awful long hyphenated name for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you. You're exactly right. being an American is, a very, very small percentage are actually Native American. I mean, I have some Native American, but I'm mostly European. And it doesn't matter if somebody's from, Jamaica or Russia or, Indonesia, they're here and they're embracing the principles of freedom and brotherly love and looking out for your neighbors. You're an American. And that's the way it is up here. There's a few racist idiots everywhere. I've been around the world in both directions, and there's knuckleheads everywhere, up here included. But there's mostly really great people, and the media is portraying anybody who is – really good with being, up here and being, all about community and standing up for each other and the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third, Fourth, all of the Constitution. You've got to be, now they can't get away with calling us a white supremacist, because clearly we're not that. So now they're saying white nationalists, like being, a kind of supportive of your nation as a unique entity, is a bad thing. And if you're white, well, certainly you're evil. But none of that is true, and all you have to do is spend a couple of days up here at a picnic or a barbecue or whatever, and you see that. But so many people are just now starting to question the media,
which is unfortunate. We should have been questioning them, 40 years ago. But one thing we got to remember too is racism comes in all colors. It's not a white color thing. Racism comes from every color, every skin color there is. And we could go on and on about that. But the media likes to portray it just as a white race thing. Only the white supremacists are the racist. And I'm sorry, but I see racism coming from every race. And, when you want to combat racism, well, let's combat racism. It's not just white supremacy. It's the BET television network. It's the Miss Black America pageant. I don't know about you, but man, I'd probably get my head taken off if I wanted to start a Bonner County Miss White, Bonner County American Beauty pageant, wouldn't I?
Yeah, that would not go over.
Racism comes in all forms and colors.
Very true. Hey, listen, we're about to go to break, and we'll take a quick call if you want on the other side. We've got Andy in Texas on line three, but good stuff. I wish you Godspeed with this election. Before we go to break, or as we go into it, let people know what they can do to support you and how they can get involved.
So I'm running as for Bonner County Commissioner in District 3, which misleads some people because all of Bonner County votes for all three districts. So everybody in the county would be voting for District 3 and District 2. You can go on my website to learn more information or to make a donation. It's simply Ron Korn, RONAORN.com.
Sounds good.
We made it easy to find. You can get more information on there, like I said, or make a donation. If you support America's Principles, I ask for your vote on May 17th.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Well, we're about to go to break, and when we come back, we'll take a quick closing statement or question from our guest, from our call-in guest. And, stay with us. We'll be right back with White Rose Resistance Hour, Ron Korn and Stuart Howe on RBN.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belong to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. We're in the final few minutes here of show number 56 for the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. My guest Ron Korn is with us here, and we have a call-in guest also, I believe, still holding. But before I bring them in and we finish out the last 4 or 5 minutes of the show here, I need to thank some people. I would like to thank Ammon Bundy for starting peoplesrights.org. Ammon Bundy is running for governor here. He deserves support, I believe. I'd like to thank Mark Passio, his website, whatonearthishappening.com, and Casey Whalen, whose YouTube channel is North Idaho Exposed. And, of course, Ron Korn, thank you so much for coming on. RonKorn.com. It's Korn, K-O-R-N. And we'll hear the music come up in about 3 or 4 minutes. But we've got, I believe, a guest still holding on on line, let's see here, line 3. Andy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here, and thanks for having me on there, gentlemen.
You bet. We got about 30 seconds just to let you know, Andy in Texas.
All right, please, well, I'll throw this at you real quick. So if we can get into the government thing again, because it's totally wiped out right now, but if we can get back into it again, we got to take their own slogan and use it with the Constitution. We have to build it back better, because we have to cover all the loopholes. We got to stop allowing these people to get away with stuff, and then we have to have a vigilant group to watch over what's going on. And it has to be a changing vigilant group, because, you know, eventually you could be paid off. So we need people to be vigilantes more so than we ever have. We got too comfortable. Anyway, I'll let you guys go with that. Have a good day.
That's good stuff, Andy. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Build back better. I would even say build forward. What do you think, Ron?
Right. Again, it gets back to the education. Like we talked earlier, we have the power already. We just need to exercise it. We're getting lazy.
Yeah, well, it's time for us to get up and get out there and get her done.
Turn the TV off. Quit watching the football game. Get up there and network with your neighbors and make a plan.
Yeah, we could start with a potluck, right, and just get to know everybody.
That's right. And
wonderful.
That's one good thing. You know, I love that People's Rights group. They're doing great things.
Isn't that amazing? I just went to their Area 1 North meeting, and just people coming together and, you know, adding their, you know, their special gift to the community and helping each other. I just love that, and I think that's what a principle that the country was founded on, and what anything good in the world is founded on. So here we go, folks. There goes Ron Korn. Thank you for coming on, Ron. Hopefully,
thank you, Stuart.
You bet. Have a great week. God willing, and the river don't rise, folks. We'll see you back here next Saturday at 4 p.m. North Idaho time on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
And as you cross the wilderness, there's spending in your ends, and as you feel you have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup.
the vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.